Hello and welcome to our first call of the Secret Door to Success Masterclass. Thank you for joining me on this magical journey with Florence. I am so thrilled that you've joined me for this experience. You know, I was first introduced to Florence's teachings with the Game of Life, and I really loved it. It saved me, changed my life. But then I read The Secret Door to Success. And the magic not only continued, but it took on a deeper shift into empowerment. The energy is the same, but completely different at the same time. And I'm sure you feel that too. This is the first time that I've taught a masterclass from this book, but I've hosted five masterminds based on it, and they were phenomenal. And I expect nothing less from this masterclass as it all unfolds. Now, our intention for this class is to not only dive deeper into Florence's teachings, but to expand your awareness of the energy within you, for you to reconnect with that beautiful spiritual essence that you are and make that connection with the wisdom of your superconscious higher self, creating a new empowered foundation for you to live your life as worry and stress-free as a human can. So please just be open to the behind-the-scenes whispers of the angels and Florence because, you know, we work with her spiritual energy too. And as we move through our calls, take in what resonates and just put a pin in the rest. And as with all my classes, no question is too small or too out there to ask. So please just ask your questions here or in the private Facebook community. Now, as with all the classes based on Florence's teachings, when you registered, you drew a line in the sand with the universe, telling the universe that you mean business. You set the wheels of energy into motion to move you forward in miraculous ways. And along with that expansion of blessing energy, there will be a contraction. And in that contraction, the light will reveal energy that's been blocking you. Now I'll be teaching what to do with that energy, what it is, how it works, and what to do with it. But I really want to encourage you to ask questions. Don't try to deal with it on your own. Just ask the question. I'm here to support you to make this time of transition easier for you. And this is our safe, sacred space. This in the private masterclass Facebook group. If it's hard for you to ask for help, and I get that. I spent years struggling on my own till I finally bit the bullet and asked for help. But gosh, when I did, life got so much easier. And I just want you to know that there's no judgment here. If you have a question, again, just ask. Be brave, young grasshopper. We're all walking on the same planet. Ask any question that comes up for you and we'll support you. Okay, so this is how our call is going to flow. I will share some admin details if there are any, and then we'll just begin our class with a prayer to create our safe, sacred space. And then I'll unpack one or two chapters at a time to achieve a deeper understanding of Florence's timeless teachings. And I'll bring her outdated terminology into today's world and give you techniques and action steps to apply her concepts and improve your life. And then before we complete, we'll share some Q&A time. And if a question comes up later, just be sure to post it in the Facebook group. Okay, so the admin stuff that I wanted to share is that this class is experiential. You will have homework, and your homework is to apply what you're learning, to live your life using the tools that I share with you. And it's really important that you use those tools so your questions will come up and you can get the answers that you need to set you free from the bondage of fear. So again, please ask your questions and use this time that we have together to test and discern what action steps and tools work best for you. Don't wait till the class is over because we both know that life's going to get in the way because that's what life does. So implement now in the next 10 weeks, all the tools, the tips, the action steps, implement them now and get that live support to understand the energy challenges that come up, because they will, because you're writing a new chapter to your life, maybe even a new book completely. So let's make it a good one. Okay, let's see. So the other thing I wanted to share with you or talk about is that I trust that you've all seen the Masterclass Central webpage. I'll be adding the recordings of our calls there within 24 hours of our completion. And just let me know if you have any questions about that webpage. And there will be a link to the webpage in every email from here forward. So you don't, you know, you can keep it bookmarked in your devices, but it'll also be in the emails. Now, I do want to encourage you to use the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook every day. Whether you use the paperback playbook or the PDF, please use it. It'll support you to apply what you're learning and to use your power every day. You can purchase it from Amazon if you want the paperback. It's 332 pages, and it includes blank pages at the back for notes. Or you can download the PDF from the webpage, and you can use those journaling pages and the game boards. You can print those out, or you can just use a blank spiral notebook and use the PDF as a guide and fill it in the forms that way. So that information is on the Masterclass Central webpage. Now, I am still working on the Facebook group. Imagine that. Jeez, life, you know? So I'll send you an invite as soon as that's ready. And I'm still creating the recordings of The Secret Door to Success. And I want to get those added to the Facebook, as many as I can, before I bring you all in, so it's not blowing up your phone every time I add one. Okay, and one last thing, I want to encourage you to make the conscious effort to focus on your breathing. You know, our typical human MO is to breathe shallowly and hold our breath when we get stressed. So when you take deep breaths throughout the day, you're going to be able to retrain your vagus nerve to make that breathing deeply your normal way of being, instead of that breathing shallowly and holding your breath. Because when you take those deep breaths, that oxygen helps you to have better clarity of thought, and your body will feel so much better. You won't get tired as quickly, and your strength and stamina will be off the charts. Believe me, you will feel better. Okay, so that's all the admin info that I have today. Oh, I got to calm down here a little bit. Yeah. So we want to just begin with a prayer. So I'm going to take a deep breath. Oh. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. We ask that you just open the way for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and overcome obstacles in our present. Just open the way for us to expand our awareness and manage our internal energy, raising it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our hearts inevitable. Surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection, filled with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, keeping us safe, deflecting negativity in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay, so now we'll just get into our class content. Today's world is so far removed from what we experienced 20 years ago. It's challenging to take it all in. Our angels and guides, Florence, they're showing us more, delivering to us more information to understand what's happening. And I've been talking about the Earth's energy shifting and changing for over 20 years. And now, it's been kind of like a buildup. And now that shift can no longer be ignored. It's right here in our face. And thank God, even though it feels like the underneath snowpack of an avalanche is crumbling, and it is, it feels like the pressure is being released, and it is. Every morning when I wake up, I feel the vibration of the Earth's energy, the hum. And at first, I didn't know what that was, what I was feeling. And I asked the angels, what is this? And they told me, it's the Earth humming. Well, I didn't know the Earth hummed, so I knew it breathed. It takes breaths, it expands, it contracts, but humming? So, I asked Google, and sure enough, the Earth hums. Now, the electromagnetic field of the Earth is changing. The expansion and contraction of the Earth's energy is changing, and our bodies are feeling it. Our bodies are working to align with it. We're bringing in the light, shifting into love consciousness, to a higher vibration that lifts us out of fear. And if you don't flow with the lift, raising your vibration, if you fight it, you crumble along with that old paradigm of living. And people are crumbling. You need only watch the news and you can see it. Politics, reputations, crumbling. But in its place is a new paradigm that's taking hold all over the world. A new paradigm of living that's based on the foundation of love energy, the expanding higher consciousness of love energy. And Florence taught of this expansion into a higher consciousness of love 100 years ago. And here she is, bringing us to a new awareness of energy, empowered energy today. And when you read her words, you can feel that energy moving within you, opening new channels, new avenues of strength. And if you can embrace that energy strong enough, you can lock in that energy with stamina. Stamina to brave the fiercest emotional storm. Stamina to brave the fiercest physical storm. And when you read Florence's books, the energy containers of her words, they open the way for a new way of being and feeling and thinking. An empowered awareness floods your mind, body, and spirit. And the energy of her essence speaks to the heart of your soul. And thank God, you can no longer be in survival mode. The empowerment of her words, they lift you out. And you're no longer struggling on your own. You're here in this new class, bringing in the light, illuminating the fear that's been hiding out in your subconscious. Well, just say goodbye to that fear because its days are limited. Today's class is based on the first chapter, named the same as the title of the book, The Secret Door to Success. And this chapter shines a spotlight on the fear that we hold within, that fear that blocks us from manifesting and living our happy, fulfilled square of life. And Florence begins with the story of the Wall of Jericho. The wall is the energy of fear. Jericho is an energetic space that holds all that belongs to you by divine right at a higher plane of existence. It's where the dreams of your heart are birthed, where they already exist as your experiences. It's the realm of the superconscious higher self, the energy as one with the divinity within, where all things are possible. You get the idea of the things that you want, but you feel like you can't have from the whispers of your superconscious higher self because what you want is already yours. We're spiritual beings experiencing a human existence. And as such, it's easier for our brains to wrap around a concept if we can designate it as a linear place or thing. Deepak Chopra teaches of our field of potentiality in the book of The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. The field of potentiality being the energetic essence of all that our hearts dreams of. The experiences, the material things, the relationships, prosperity, all things of joy and happiness. This is what Florence calls our Jericho. Deepak's teachings give us the opportunity to visit this place of Jericho, just like it was an Amazon warehouse full of what we wish to experience this lifetime. And that vision makes it really simple to understand. It gives us a way to conceive or conceptualize the invisible. Now, as we become more energetically enlightened, we can vision it as an expansion of consciousness energy, as something real and tangible, making manifestation inevitable. To bring Florence's teachings into the 21st century, we manifest through the energetic vibration of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. When we're vibrating in fear, that fear energy, our wall separating us from our Jericho is solid and high, blocking us. And that fear energy can be worry, anxiety, resentment, anger, guilt, shame, overwhelm, stress, or all of these emotions put together for one big cocktail of fear. Now, I don't like the word wallow, but we wallow in this energy, feeling the feels of not being good enough, whether we realize we're doing it or not. That's probably why I don't like the word wallow in it, because I did it for so many years, not knowing that's what I was doing. You know, Florence talks about the man who lived with his mother and his aunt, and he told them at every dinner of his hopes, his fears, and his failures. And brick by brick, he built his wall of fear. And then every time he spoke of his fears and failures, he shored it up even more, blocking him from his Jericho. Even though he shared his hopes, an attempt to lift his energy to love, the love couldn't penetrate the wall because he also expanded the energy of his fear with stories of his failures. And he was probably passionately disappointed about those failures. So since he spoke of his fear and failures along with his hope energy was tainted with the fear. His chatter with his aunt and his mother focused on his fear and his failures. And in essence, he spoke the word to manifest more fear and failures. And he did manifest more failure. He was good at it. This was really eye-opening for me. Are you speaking the word, telling people about all the things you're unhappy about? Are you passionately telling them these things? Need to nip that in the bud. You don't want to manifest more of that. Now, had that man spoken only of his hopes and focused his passion on the joy and anticipation of fulfilling the dreams of his heart and visioned himself experiencing those hopes and dreams as his reality, that story would have had a completely different outcome. And then there was Jim Tully, the man who dramatized his experience of being a tramp. He was excited about what he saw, what he learned, and what he did. And when he spoke to people, he was excited. He dramatized. He entertained. And an entertainer holds an energy, a passionate energy, bringing joy through entertainment. As a result, he manifested through himself his energy success. Jim Tully's perspective of tramp life wasn't for me. We know this because Florence described how he entertained people with his stories. He was interesting, and people loved to hear what he had to say, so much so that they were making a moving picture. Moving picture. Making a movie. Oh my gosh, what Florence could have done with YouTube and TikTok. But I digress. Okay, so Jim Tully, he spoke the word about what he enjoyed about tramp life. Dramatizing it to entertain others for his own enjoyment, and he attracted wealth and fame. Florence teaches us that we manifest through our dominant energy from the invisible to the visible. Here's a visual to help you grasp this concept better. Here you can, oh, let me change this. One second. A picture. So here you can clearly see, like the Peanuts character Pigpen, my stick man, I'm a miracle magnet, is immersed in fear energy. If we could look in the mirror and see this energy, oh my gosh, we'd be quick to change that. We'd be wiping that off, getting rid of it. And then to the right, a little bit lower here, you can see I'm enveloped in love energy. Love from his heart. Love in his thoughts. See, his eyes are even hearts. And around him, that love vibration. We magnetically attract to us the vibration we're vibrating in. When it's fear, it's more experiences of fear. When it's love, we attract experiences of love. This is the law of attraction in action. Oops, sorry. There we go. But since we can't see, how do we know? Well, we learn to be aware of what we're feeling and what we're thinking. Where is our focus? Think about something that made you angry. Where did you feel it in your body? Do you feel it in your head? Your heart? Your stomach? Do you feel pressure in your shoulders? Do you feel it all over your body? Locate where you feel that energy of anger. And now think about something that made you really happy. You feel it in the same place, right? But the energy feels different. One was anger and one was happy. Well, this is your truth center. This is where you want to focus checking up on your awareness. You want to be aware of what this area of your body feels like. And as you know, you can't be the vibration of fear energy and love energy at the same time. It's one or the other, never both. And you have the power within you to shift out of fear to love energy anytime you consciously choose to do so. When you notice that feeling of agitation, anger, stress, overwhelm, resentment, disappointment, when you notice you feel it, stop what you're doing and consciously choose to shift that energy. And you may be thinking, but some things you just can't shift out of so easily. Yes, you can. You may be thinking, it's too hard. I've tried. I can't do it. It's not too hard. You have the power to shift your energy and you have the power to stop negative thoughts and words. Other people do it. And no one is more powerful than you are. You can do this. The only emotion that you really have to be gentle with is grief of the loss of a loved one. The human body must grieve, not wallow in grief, but grieve, heal, and move on by learning to manage the pain of your loss. Everything else, you can shift the energy within seconds when you consciously do choose to. And that includes grief of losing a job, or a house or a friendship. Again, the only energy that's less than love that gets a pass is grief of the loss of a loved one. Now, when something happens that upsets you, the shock of the upset only lasts a few seconds. But there's a little window of time when you get the opportunity to react differently immediately before you latch on to your initial anger and shock energy. It's a breath, if you will, a breath of time to just breathe into the next moment, choosing to be a different energy, a higher vibration of energy, a vibration of love. Otherwise, you're just going to default to the energy that you were surprised with, and then you're going to be stuck in that energy until you consciously change it. What you've got to remember is, while you are monkeying around, figuring out that you're in fear energy, that you didn't use that little window before the shock energy sucked you in, you're actively manifesting from that less than love energy, actively molding energy into the form of experiences of that initial shock energy that you don't want. So you want to make consciously choosing love energy a habit. That's your immediate go-to step after being surprised by some form of adversity. Immediately after you've been blindsided, consciously choose the higher vibration of love. The more you do this, the easier it is to happen naturally. And from this space of love that you're shifting to, the way is open to create a higher outcome. And through this higher love vibration, you'll have better clarity of thought. You'll understand your intuition better. You'll be open to the whispered guidance of your angelic team. You'll be better equipped to feel their loving presence, their support, and their love. So let's just use this as an example. You see something that happens on the news that's upsetting to you. You saw, you took in the information, you immediately felt the anger or angst or outrage or pain from what you saw, and now you have a choice. Whether consciously or subconsciously, there's always a choice. You can wallow in that energy, allowing it to suck you into the fear of it, or in those immediate moments after you took in the trauma of what you saw, you can choose to react differently. You can send love to the experience, raising yourself out of the fear to love energy. And the love you sent begins to open the way for a higher outcome for everyone involved, including you. Florence tells us that our words and thoughts are a form of radioactivity. As a radioactive experience, the energy you're sending love to decays or crumbles, and in its place, the experience becomes charged with love energy. When we speak passionately about something, the passion energy charges us up, what we're passionate about. The vibration is elevated as a magnet, magnetizing to it more of the same vibration. Every experience, every material object, to some extent, is influenced by a magnetic field of energy, and we are an energetic field. Be the magnet for what you want to experience. This means monitoring your thoughts, your feelings, and your words. And when you do this consistently, the hidden beliefs that aren't true are revealed so you can be free. Free to be the love vibration that manifests the desires of your heart from within to without. Thoughts and words are energy containers. Feelings are energy. The power of your thoughts, words, and beliefs dissolve obstacles when they're of love energy, and they create obstacles when they're fear energy. It's just that simple. The secret door to success, the system of success, is staying on top of your internal energy, your vibration, being aware of the vibration of your truth center moment by moment, till your default is the love vibration energy. When you're aware of your energy, you have the opportunity to course correct. You can course correct back to that love vibration. You feel it. You're aware when it slips and the fear crawls in. Course correct by choosing the love energy. And just so we're clear, worry is a vibration of fear. Worry, anxiety, overwhelm, stress, all fear. So how do you shift that energy from love or from fear to love? Well, there are lots of ways, but here are 10. Number one has a few moving parts. The first is to breathe deeply, because chances are you were holding your breath. Take that deep breath and observe the energy that you're feeling. Get curious about it. Where did it come from? Why do you feel it? That energy is feedback. It's trying to tell you something. What is it trying to tell you? Is it screaming, "Hey, look at me over here, over here. I need for you to heal me because I don't serve you anymore. There's no need for you to hold on to me. It's time for me to go." What's it trying to tell you? And be willing to shift from outrage and anger to love, and then following through to make the conscious choice to stop the negative thoughts or words or both and consciously choose to be a higher vibration. Number two, infuse the people and situation with love energy. That's easy. You can do that. Number three, meditate with the intention to raise your vibration. And I'm going to share with you today a joy meditation. Number four, drumming with the intention to raise your vibration. Drumming is so good for the human body. You can raise your vibration. You can infuse energy to manifest, to heal. It regulates your blood pressure. It's really good for the human body. Number five, laughing. Six, singing. Seven, dancing. Eight, walking, sitting, running in nature. Nine, journaling, talking with your angelic team and praying. 10, swimming while focusing on love energy. Magnifies that love energy with the water. Whether it's swimming, you know, I used to, when I needed to calm down, if I was upset, I would wash dishes. I'd pull that stuff out of the cupboard if I didn't have any that were dirty, and I would wash dishes. And it would calm me down. But usually I was still focused on, you know, I was focused on being angry, which in turn created more to be angry about. Oh, so much I have learned over the years. But if you're washing your face and you're feeling like, oh, everything sucks, stop that immediately and focus on the things you're grateful for and shift out of that energy. So there's, I guess, number 11, gratitude. Focus on gratitude. I can't believe that wasn't in the top 10. But anyway, I will list these out separately on the webpage. So if you didn't catch all those, I'll put those on there. So shifting your vibration out of fear to love doesn't mean that you don't care. Shifting your energy to love opens the way for you to use your power to create a higher outcome, because you'll have better clarity of thought to understand the guidance of your intuition to take action steps as you're guided. I do have a meditation I want to guide you through, but before we do, one last thing. At the end of the chapter, Florence talked about the energy of a word, moving energy. Specifically, two words, open sesame. We've all heard this term, and we know that it contains magic, that it moved rocks so Alibaba could access his treasure. Now, this example is the power of love energy words in action. When you use love energy words, this exact thing happens. Obstacles are moved out of the way, and you receive what you want, what your heart desires. When you use fear energy words, the opposite happens. You lock what you want into an abyss behind obstacles, and it just waits there, waiting for you to shift your energy and open the way for what you want to be made manifest as your reality. It just waits. Okay, so I'm going to share with you the love meditation real quick. Get the music started here. And we begin by quieting our minds. So just get comfortable and close your eyes. And take a really deep breath. Your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. Close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And with another really deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Just embrace those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body. Hands in your lap, feet on the floor, and focus again on your heart. And just allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, we ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth to surround us now with the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. And just take my hand and that of an angel. And together, we all form a circle of love. And together, we hold that safe, sacred space to shift from fear energy, from all remnants of fear energy, to the highest vibration of love. Now whisper through the breath of God, I'm willing to release what no longer serves me. Breathe deeply and place in the center of the circle the less than love energy you've been holding on to. Anger, resentment, stress, overwhelm, fear in all forms. And now with a deep breath from our heart to yours, the angels and I infuse you with love. Love that flows and grows. As one, the love flows from one to the other. And the love swirls throughout our circle as a mist of love, swirling with light. Breathe it in. Breathe into your heart space. Reconnect with the love that is your essence, as one with God. Breathe into the swirling mist of light, of love, as one with God. This is your safe space of love, where you are free from fear, fearless, worry-free, safe, resting in the palm of God. We ground into this love energy. See roots from your feet going down into Mother Earth, down to that core healing love light energy at our center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you. And now with a deep breath, pull that love energy, that healing love energy, back up through the roots, back up to your feet, to your heart, bringing all that love, the love of God, with you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Remember who you are, a powerful spiritual being of love and light, whose birthright is to be happy, to bring the light of happiness and joy to Mother Earth, opening the way for love consciousness. When you consciously use your power to shift your vibration from the fear of this physical world to the vibration of love, miracles happen, and you embody the system of success. The walls of lack and delay crumble away, and you enter your promised land under grace. Okay, so let's recap. We each have a field of potentiality. Florence calls it our Jericho, where all that's ours by divine right exists. It's the arena of our superconscious higher self. Our conscious and subconscious recognizes these things as ideas, while the superconscious accepts them as already made manifest because they are in divine mind. The only reason we don't already have the things our heart longs for, the home, the job, the money, the love, the peace within our heart as one with God, the only reason all these things and everything in between isn't already made manifest as our human experience is because we hold them in fear as our dominant energy. And we now understand that the key to releasing this fear and welcoming to us all that's ours by divine right is being aware of our vibration and shifting that energy to love and consistently maintaining it. Now we have a clear picture of the power we hold within us. Now we know from our heart who we really are. No matter what's going on around us, no matter how many upsetting phone calls or unhappy surprises are in the mail, we have the power within us to consciously choose to be a higher vibration of love energy and manage lower vibration energy. One of my favorite memes is it's this woman walking through darkness with fire in her hands. And it says, I stopped waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel. I lit that bitch up myself. You have the power within you to light that tunnel of fear darkness up yourself, bringing in the light. And we all know darkness cannot exist in the light. Now you know to check in with your truth center on an hourly basis, shifting your energy to love consistently when you falter changes your life from the inside out. And use the 10 ways, oh, no, there were 11. 11 ways that I gave you to shift your energy and add to them. Figure out what works best for you. It's through your words, thoughts, beliefs, and feelings that you're freed. It's through your words, thoughts, beliefs, and feelings that you are condemned. You get to choose which it's going to be. And you get to choose right now. You get to choose later before you go to bed. You get to choose in the morning when you wake up. Tomorrow at lunchtime. You get to choose. Will you succumb to the fears that are wreaking havoc with our planet? Will you wallow in the pain and suffering of life experiences of the past? Because let me tell you, unless you experience something new during our call, everything that is festering fear in your body is over. It's of the past. Because it happened before this moment, it's in the past. Even if it's an ongoing relationship, everything that's happened has already happened. It's in the past. And now you get to choose to be different, to have a different perspective, to be a different energy. You have the power. You're in feedback review phase, where you have that power right now to create a higher outcome when you consciously choose to raise your vibration to love and use your power. Remember who you are, a spark of the divinity within. You are love, you are light, you are limitless. You are one with the God part, one with that divinity within. And you would never tell God, no, you can't have that. No, you wouldn't do that. You would never tell God his behind looks fat in those jeans. You would never tell him or her that she looks old. Nope. You would hold God to your heart and be grateful and love every little thing. Embrace the divinity within you. You deserve to be happy. It's your birthright. You are the only one who stops you from being happy. So knock it off. Consciously choose to be the light of God within you. Consciously choose to be love energy. Infuse your day and your life with love and prove just how powerful you are. Whatever you're struggling with, claim the higher outcome. What you want or better. See yourself experiencing what you want or better in your mind's eye. See it, vision it, this or better. And embrace that love energy of experience to your heart. Knowing that in your field of potentiality, in your Jericho, it already exists. It's real. So your homework is to implement all of this. Of course it is. And to read the next chapter, Bricks Without Straw, and put into active practice being aware of your energy. Set an hourly timer to take a deep breath and evaluate the energy of your truth center. Is it happy? Angry? Just what do you feel? And course correct as necessary. Write in your Game of Life Manifesting playbook every day, whether you're using the paperback playbook or you're writing in a blank notebook using the playbook PDF as your guide. Write in your journal. Writing out your experience and intention every day changes your life. I am walking proof of that. Prove that it's true. Okay, so this completes our first class.